This is Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. This is Chris. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good, good. How was your Florida trip?
Well, it was good, Chris.
Good.
So
good to hear.
You're so on that. You're talking about the Google, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. So we spoke last week regarding the Google Business Profile. So what was offered was the first page placement on Google. Optimizing your keywords for the business. One of the things I did also notice I mentioned to you, but I don't recall, it was your website. So I think it was in the works, or I think you purchased the domain. I'm not quite sure, through GoDaddy. But it's still not active. So I try to click on it, and it's saying launching soon. So one of the things I was offering, if you own the domain, we can build a website at no additional cost. That's included within the setup for the programming. So if you haven't paid GoDaddy money, we can set it up for you. I think that you did mention you own the domain, right? With the URL, like the www.classicsignaturelawncare.com. We can build a complete new website for you, unless you already paid for it. So that would be, something that we can also do for you. This also does the Facebook retargeting ads. I know that you guys have a Facebook listing, so those retargeting ads. So when someone is searching for anything on Google or online, it retargets an ad on Facebook, right? So just not the listing, but retargeting your ads. And then we would also put you on Apple Maps. I did mention that Apple Maps was programmed in with Yelp. So we'll create those listings and get you programmed in. And last thing we would do is get you programmed in on Bing, which is another search engine through Microsoft, right? So that's what was offered, and it's a month-to-month program. There's absolutely no contracts, right? So the price that I offered was $398 to start, and then $299 every single month after that. So it's a month-to-month service, and then obviously, it's getting you ranked on that first page so people can call you directly.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. And then on the web page, I'll have to get back with you on that.
Yeah, no worries. We're going to have an onboarding call. It could be done today or tomorrow, whenever you have time. For the web page, once again, I'll notate the account. So when you do find out if you have paid for it, hopefully you haven't, Kyle, to be honest with you, because we can build an awesome website that is fully compliant with Google, and then also we'll be able to put YouTube videos. I mean, you guys have a lot of content I see on Facebook. So all that content on Facebook, we can always put it on your website, right? So hopefully you didn't pay for it, so that way I can get that website for you. Once again, it'll be at no additional cost, okay? So, maybe you can talk to your son later on about it. Now, as far as placing you on that first page of Google, you want your company name to just say, Classic Signature Lawn Care. Is that correct?
That's good.
Okay. And we're just going to fill some basic information to create your Google Business Profile with one of our techs. So I'm just going to verify a couple things. I see that the business address, once again, we're not going to showcase your address on Google. We just want to make sure that we put it on Google where the business is located, but not the physical address. But I have 20 Edgewood Vista. Is that Newman, Georgia?
302.
Newman.
Yeah.
Oh, Newman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I got it. Sorry. Okay. I need the coffee to kick in. All right. So I do apologize for that. Yep. And then as far as
30265. Yep.
Yep, 30265. Yeah, the cool thing is that we enter the first couple of numbers, and then Google will update the file, which is really cool. All right, and the phone number you want your clients to contact you on is the 678-614-5401?
Yes.
Okay. Kyle, this is for account purposes. What is your last name?
Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S.
Okay, got it. And then Kyle, K-Y-L-E, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what's a good email address? You can put a business or a personal. It doesn't really matter, but we can contact
you. Brooks.
Okay.
kbrooks@classicsignature.com.
Okay. All right. Got that. That's already good and verified. And let's see. Okay. And then just some basic overall information as far as the hours of operation. How do you want to get will be listed on Google for your hours of operation?
8 to 5 will be fine.
8 to 5, is that Monday through Saturday, or are you open Sunday?
Monday through Friday,
8 to 5. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, we can do that. And then as far as some of the target areas that you want to really focus on besides Noonan, what are their cities? And these are just, we'll do an actual deep search on what are the profitable areas, but, you know, if we can just put some notes for the onboarding agent, that way they can do the research. What would you say would be some of the areas of interest?
Yeah, I mean, it's Peachtree City, Sharpsburg, Noonan, of course,
okay.
and maybe even Fairburn.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. Okay, so I'll put that there for the file there. And then as far as the – one second. Didn't mention that. Okay. No, it's here for the technician. And as far as the services that you offer, you just – obviously lawn care is one of them, but what are some of the other types of services you want to be listed for?
It's grass cutting, it's grass edging, it's grass blowing, mulch, pine straw, you know, things like that.
Okay, gotcha. Do you do any type of, you know, hardscape by chance, like rocks or, you know, not currently?
Well, that's more landscaping, so I don't get...
Landscaping, yeah. Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah, so I try to leave that to the landscapers. They got the equipment.
Grass edging. Okay. Just want to put that there for notes. And then, so I don't recall the last conversation we had. Is a business license insured? It doesn't necessarily have to be, but they just want to list that if you are.
Yeah, I'm licensed and insured.
Okay, great. Okay, and then you have your Facebook business profile, which is good already. Awesome. And then I'll notate the account for the website. So you'll give me a response later on if you want us to build one for you or not. So I'll have that notated as well for that technician. And then so Google's going to go ahead and verify you. So with the verification through Google, that's just to have the Google listing, right? The Google business profile. So, you know, they might ask you for couple things, might be asking you for, you know, a picture of the tools or maybe a work truck or maybe even like license or something. Is that something that would be an issue for you if they were to request that type of information?
No.
Okay. Cool. Just want to make sure they're not going to ask for anything, you know, crazy or anything personal. They just want to make sure you're not an AI robot, right?
I got you.
Yeah, so that's very simple stuff there. All right, so everything looks pretty good here. I want to also check the calendar onboarding for the technician. This call, once again, is cross the T's and dot the I's. This is just a 30-minute phone call or 45, depending on, you know, how long it's going to take. And at that point, also, you can ask to add the website or not. But what time works for you, this evening, I mean, this afternoon or evening?
It'd be tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. Okay, cool. And then I have availability from, like, 3 on, if you like. So
yeah,
we
can do 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock? Okay, sounds good. We can do 3. All right. Okay, so we got that there. And then just putting here that we're going to think about that website, too. Okay. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to read what's called a 90-second voice verification. This is just for your protection, and it's just to outline the service agreement, letting you know this is a month-to-month service and, you know, the cancellation terms and everything, right? So there's no cancellation fees or anything. It is completely at-will month-to-month service. So I'll read that. But if there's anything that, you know, you don't understand or something that you want me to clarify, you can always, you know, ask, and then I'll be able to clarify that for you, okay? But in order to secure the listing at the 398, what works for you, Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
It's a Visa.
Okay. All right. So I'll go ahead and repeat the numbers to you, and then for accuracy, so we have the right information.
Okay.
All right. Well, yeah, whenever you're ready, Kyle, I'll enter into the system.
Yeah, let me go.
Sure.
I was in here getting some lunch, so I didn't have my credit card with me.
All right. What are you having?
Guthrie's.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Where are you located at?
We're in California. All the Google partners in California, but I definitely know the Chicken Fingers. That place is the Chicken Fingers, right?
Yes.
Oh, I love that. And then the crinkle fries.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, over here they have Cane's, so it's very similar to Guthrie's.
Raising Cane's.
Raising Cane's. Yeah.
Yeah. They all started from Guthrie's, but yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's the OG, the original, and they all copied the Raising Cane's. I mean, Guthrie's. Raising Cane's copied them.
They all learned everything from the University of Georgia.
That's correct. Yeah, and by far that chicken. Oh goodness, the sauce. I don't even know. It looks like you would think it'd be simple to make, but I tried it and it just doesn't. It's not the same.
Yes, mayonnaise, Worcestershire, and ketchup.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, it's just they have a just that unique taste to it. I don't know, you know?
Yeah. All right. The Visa number is 4050.
Okay.
3711.
Okay.
1459-6618.
All right. So I'll repeat it to you. Oh,
okay.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
The expiration is 0829.
0829. Okay. Sounds good. And then the security code.
271.
Yeah, so I'll repeat that to you for accuracy. I got 4050-3711-1459-6618, correct?
Yep.
And then 0829 and 271.
That's correct.
Okay, great. So before I do process any of the billing, I'm going to read that 90-second voice verification once again. If there's anything that pops up or, you know, you're not sure about, you can always ask, and then I'll be able to clarify that for you, okay? It does state, you know, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. It says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Quest Central Lawn Care.
Okay, awesome. Please state the name or your name and the title within the business.
Kyle Brooks, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash when needed?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as a result of increased visibility, you may get phone calls, right, from other companies unrelated to Local Splash, right? So all you got to let them know is, hey, I already have a marketing, we're good to go. If they do say, hey, we're calling from Local Splash, you're getting a call from us, we're going to provide you a security question, okay, just to make sure that it's us calling you. And every single technician in the company should know your security question. So you have three choices to choose from, your mother's maiden name, your first pet's name, or the city you were born in.
You knew the city I was born in.
City you were born in? Okay. Got it. All right. And what city would be that city?
Roanoke.
Okay. Got it. All right. So we'll put that as a security question here. And so the next thing that we're going to go over is the payment. So the payment is going to be a flat rate. It's going to be $398 and then $299 every single month after that. We also do kindly ask for the documents to be submitted within 7 business days. So, for example, to get you Google verified, once again, I mentioned this earlier, you know, they are going to ask you for some way of verification. Make sure you're not an AI robot or you're a real person, okay? So they might ask for just details of the business and so forth. So do you agree to have those documents or information ready and needed when needed?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can discontinue your agreement at any time. All you got to do is contact our client support. So it is the 877 number that I'll send over to you. It should be already in your inbox. You should have received your invoice, and then also you should have received your welcome email, just so you know. So I don't know if you got those two things through text message or email. You could check later on. It's okay. No rush for that, but you should have received that. So we got those things in already. So everything's set. The last thing, once again, I just want to remind you is we're going to have the client onboarding call, and then just I'm setting it up right now. You did mention you wanted at 2 p.m., right?
3 p.m.
3 p.m., that's correct, 3 p.m. Okay. So I'll send you a calendar invite for 3 p.m., tomorrow, and yeah, we're all set. If you have any other questions, please, you know, feel free to contact me, and then, you know, just if you do want the website, just let the technician know. We'll be able to include it. I notated the account heavily, so if that's something you wish to do, we can always include the website, and that's going to be at no additional cost. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, Kyle, sorry to interrupt you during your lunch, but thank you for giving me the time of your day. Enjoy your lunch, and we'll talk tomorrow, okay?
All right. Appreciate it, Chris.
All right. Talk to you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.